I won't say it. I know they know what I'm talking about.
Because it
it's going
heads.
To water down the new one. I don't want them to compare the two.
Let's go new one for that S word.
Sendunye.
Sendunye.
It sounds like something you want to eat. like a samosa. But then at the same time, it sounds like something you want to do other things to.
This is... The Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music, culture, vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.
Me, I'll save you also Austin USIU. Austin, the mystery voice.
Hakuna cha mystery voice.
A mystery voice.
Strip this guy off of his ride. Anyimwe microphone uwe. Anzisha podcast yake. Enda aka mislead other niggas over there. Not coming to speak on behalf of men on a babe's platform. And completely misrepresenting everyone. Bombo clat, man.
Celebrate what?
Celebrate my ass.
Hakuna kitu kama hiyo. Aya mtazamaji, unavyoona hapa. Swale mdoe. But anyway, how's the mic? It's okay? It's good?
We're good.
We're good? God damn. Finally. Tamina feel vizuri. I'll be feeling nice watching this episode, being like, wow, this is how good we look.
Don't get too excited yet, man. Hatujakuwa crucified bado. Not yet.
Aya, kuna cha hicho, but welcome back. Or if you're just joining us, of course, this is the Chop Shop Pod. My name is Neville.
Andy Young.
Yes, and this is how we do, man. Good company kind of style. This is how 2024 is looking. Mamba here.
Fresh start, fresh start. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you can see the lights and whatnot. You can see the kids.
And not just the lights, my guy. Hey, damn, that chest is heavy. Heavy, eh?
Manzani, the gleaming
man. Unanyongo, eh, bro, pole sana, man. Manze, I love it.
Shingo, shingo iko na weight, kidogo.
Pole sana, man.
But sitaki kupeleka kwa jula hii, itaibisha hii. Ini ya maringo ya pod, too.
Oh, man.
Aesthetics is a pod, but...
No, they don't snatch chains in Kenya, do they? Unless I'm a celeb.
I'm yet to see that, because anytime, we always wear chains and stuff, and I'm yet to see someone, unless you're... maybe fighting someone and then they just do it out of disrespect. But I haven't had someone, I only remember Barack Jacuzzi and that chicken.
Oh, damn. Ilikuwa na kina nani?
Sijui, but someone's something.
Ilikuwa wakadinali ama ilikuwa nani?
I don't remember.
That was hilarious, bro.
Don't remember.
No, TNT crew, it was TNT.
For real?
Yeah. To I think honest, so, yeah.
I don't remember, but that was a good time.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Now when you see guys on Netflix, you're like, oh, wow, okay, sawa, iko sawa.
So you like that side to the culture of hip-hop?
Sometimes.
Like, you're about it, like, drop your location and you drop your location and they come, they beat you up.
It's because we've never had it like that before in Kenya. Like, I don't remember that time we had... like beef. It's the beef is like MCSK versus.
Okuskia story ya Octopizzo na Bridel W. Manze.
Yes, that one I had. That one was funny also.
Yeah, pick the man, the mambo kwa mtaani. Na ni mama yake ndo amefungua mlango, manze. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yo, beef is crazy. And that's the thing. Beef in Kenya or in Africa is to another level. Like, I'll go to the witch doctor, like I'll do other things, you know, stereotype, eh? I'll go to the witch doctor.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
You've never pulled up at somebody's house.
Nah, that's crazy.
Like to me, I'm a, okay, our version ni, nafunga shule na wewe. Were you the person being threatened? Because I was. I was the easiest link, manze.
Unakatu.
So did you actually ever close with someone? Like, have you ever wrapped up the term? Like beating up somebody at school.
Once or twice or thrice or four times. You know, like you just...
Wow. That was a lot of time.
No, it's because you're in high school.
Yeah.
And you know this. In high school, guys, just it used to be like survival. Especially in an all-boys school. It used to be like survival for the fittest kind of thing. It used to be like... if you're not the strongest of the bunch, like, auna chako. Auta
survive.
Like, guys who played rugby were respected more in school than, like, everybody else. Hey, when the prefect, aya sawa, but umseni captain were, like, rugby, or I'm rugby. A swim team or something, you know?
Mm.
So, for me, hey, once or twice, it had to be because, manze kuna mse flani, nikiwa high school.
Hey, to many stories of high school, oh, mapema. Yeah. If you're new to the podcast, boy, they drop on a segment, yeah? Yeah, stories of high school. And ironically, before we started filming, I was asking Nev, like, are we still doing the high school stories thing? And he was like, honestly, bro, we'd need context to get into it.
And we have
context.
Yeah, we are. It's a good kind of nostalgic thing because I'm sure all of us have one of those stories. If it's not a high school story, it's like primary school, university. Because uni, you got into different things because... Okay, like let's say alcohol. Alcohol kidogo to Sindio by mistake.
Oops.
Someone tried to, you know, those games that guys play.
Yeah, man.
But that was in uni, you know? And there are guys.
Alikuwa nataka kunichipo manze.
Bana.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, kuna venye, someone tested alcohol in uni, kuna wengine walianza high school, kidogo kidogo yake, you know. But for me, when it comes to like that thing for. So, mse alikuwa na try ku. Someone tried to sell like my shoes. Kuna zile viatu za funky peke. Like you'd go, yes, kuna zile batas and those things you'd wear every day in school. But then with that time when you all are stepping out to your sister's school,
well,
going,
you had that.
Even a shirt. Like even
shirt
sweater.
Sweater sour,
windbreaker,
but damn, the
blazer,
shoes, nigga.
Even the shoe, cause like a loafer.
Now us in our school, loafers were illegal, Colombos were illegal.
Yes, they were not permitted in school.
I'm going to call MC.
Yeah
it's illegal, but...
Wasoko funky wanaona uko, drippy, drippy, wana shianga hizi vipi. Luku.
Upsela kuanga shule yetu.
Luku.
This.
Luku. Piga luku, piga luku. So it was one of those ones. So yes, it's because when I was in Form 1, I used to see, when I got into high school in Form 1, I had like my cousin in Form 4, yule alikuwa na maliza. So him, he was that guy also.
Oh,
he goes to
guardia.
Funky. Yeah. To guardia.
Eh, si anaku guide manze.
Yeah, that sounds nuts.
Come, let me show you my ways. Piga Colombo, finye yo kitu manze. Alafu kwe captain wa swimming club manze. Yeah. Hey, pale swimming team. Yeah.
Yende sana. But it was one of those where you see someone do something, you're like, hey, nye mi pia nikisha gain karank kwa ishu ule, mi pia nita, you know, do something. So manze, I had these nice loafers manze. Manze, kumbe, there's a guy, kumbe amezi time the whole term.
Anona be, anona be.
Ananiakalia tuwa nikizivara, ni cheki.
Yeah.
And then, sasa ile kufunga na mimi, sasa like that week now where you go to, you're almost closing, you know, you're like, like let's say it's Friday today, unajua ini kama games ya mwisho, this is like the last Friday in school, you know, because next week kama Wednesday tunaenda mtaani. So your Friday, majio, Saturday, saya entertainment ni nini, ile place ilikuwa ni mezi stash, maze napata box, ime
butterfly.
Ni butterfly,
butterfly.
Lakini side moja.
Injured butterfly.
Chongo, man. So side moja. So in that process, alikuwa menda na hiyo loafer. So manze saye ubaya wake. There are those thieves who are not even clever, even one bit. The guy who wants to rock them on that day for going home.
Standing on business, literally.
In loafers, no, nigga. You can't start a business in loafers. Never. You'll be knocked off loafers.
Oh, man.
It's
I'm
like
standing on business.
Loafers are the worst
things
to fight in.
Bro, do you know that psychotic behavior, bro?
That's crazy.
How do you steal my shoes and stand on them right in front of me as if everything is okay, bro? Nah.
Bro,
criminal behavior.
So now, thank God, that day, because when you close school... Of course, in high school, your parents don't come for you. In that school I was, buses would be allocated to different routes. You go in, you know, the poorest of the poor.
Is it look on a piga kalesa, man? Walai.
Hey, the poorest.
Kalesa.
Hey, you're the poorest of
Baya
the poor.
Sana,
hey,
man.
Sawa.
Yeah.
But it's still acceptable. So, tuko na pandisha hivyo my bus. So, hey, that day my bus, they had that like delayed a bit. So, manze, mse amepiga luku. And then, you know, ukipiga luku, there's a way the word will spread. Like, msata kucha seme, eish, manze delvo amepiga malofa zengine clean.
Walikuwa na kuita Nevo.
I don't know, sasa, like example.
Asawa,
like,
but walikuwa na kuita aje.
Ah, Neville too.
Oh,
manze asawa. Nevo was weird. But yeah, Neville.
Haukwa militant huko bado.
Neville iko sawa, kwa kulikuwa na Gary Neville, Philip. Unajua football.
Ah, Gary Neville. Okay, okay, okay.
So, manze, nasikia, nanio akona lofa zingine clean. Na sasa mimi nimepoteza lofa. Na najua lofa zangu ni clean.
Au ulikuna hate wewe.
Banana Republic. Sitawahi sana.
Hakuna mse mwingine anaweza kuwa na lofa kali uchuo.
Na Banana Republic. Au kwenda huko wewe. Manze liingia hiyo daro manze napata amepiga Banana Republic yangu manze. Ah, siwezi kubali. Zili flow tu hapo.
Walai.
On site.
On site. Wacha.
No, let's talk bro.
If who, he, who drew first blood? Who hit who first?
Bro, yeye alikuwa amekaa chini. By the time anze kuamka.
Oh. Amenyeshewa.
But it was one of those ones where man. You're not even going to talk to someone. It's like everything.
It's on site, nigga. It's on site. Hakuna
story. Your business, you're standing on. Ebu lalia.
Sleeping on business.
Sleeping on business, shit. Title of the pod. Anyway, yeah, so it was one of those ones. So, in sense, nilifunga naye, but it wasn't like a premeditated one. But yes, premeditated pia way na happen. Na wewe,
mimi nilikuwa mnyonge.
Wewe uliko na jificha siku ya mwisho.
Nilikuwa nafunga na mimi, manza mledeo. Okay, who got next?
Let me ask you. So, when someone, did someone ever come and tell you like, Andy, umekuwa ukinichezea time yote nafunga na wewe?
Eh, hey, but akufunga na mimi. He dealt with me before even.
It sounds so bad. Pause. Akufunga na mimi.
Bro, ata kungoja ati tufunge tamzi.
Ah.
It was on site one morning and I didn't know alikuwa amepile up some kind of pressure ama tension for God knows what, but alikuwa ananipatia vibes za, you know when you know you're the bully in class, so you have to keep up that keep act. Up. You know, and I don't know, that nigga was huge. Pause. Alikuwa anaitwa JMO. That nigga was huge,
Jay-Z,
bro.
Jay-Z said in the Grammy speech, guys, keep showing up. This bully kept on showing up.
Hey, I'm gonna disappoint manze on brand. And yeah. I don't know why big niggas, they always have like a very problematic short chick somewhere firing all the fuses, bro.
Yeah, man, they're making things.
Cause Uboe, he had a crush on this girl. I don't know how he manipulated things in class such that wakakuwa madeski. And you know, in primo and even in high school, you don't allocate yourself where to stay. Ni mwalimu atakuja, aseme hapa na hapa na hapa na hapa, you know. Yeah. So, me, you know me and my mouth, manze. Me, I'll make jokes, bro. Even if it's 5 a.m. in the morning, me, I'm gonna crack jokes, bro.
Oh, wow.
So, I also used to be the kid. And sikuwa nafikiria like that at that time. I just used to do my honest work. So nikifanya homework yangu na assignments zangu na make sure kila kitu iko sawa, cause sitaki kwenda kupigwa shule the following day. I used to fear that shit, manze. Nah, ain't no way. So what guys used to do is in the morning before preps zianze, before mwalimu akuje, ile muna compare homework, you know. So mi nilikuwa ule mse mwenye buku yangu ilikuwa inachukuliwa wasiwafanya fanya hivyo. So I also used to love drawing. I used to love art, right? So tulikuanga na homework fulani ya science. Kumbuki tulikuwa tumeenda kuchora nini. But this guy, man, said the things he went to draw, bro. Ungefikiria amepatia mtoi wa kindergarten like his younger sibwe bwende uchore. You know, bro, it was hilarious, man. So I didn't read the room, right? I didn't read the room. I made a joke out of that page that alikuwa amechora. I'm laughing.
Mito,
manze, so mina fikiria tunacheka si sote, manze, but zee. And then to make matters worse, I think the chicks were kicking like,
that's the worst.
Because now my drawing, bro, nilikuwa nachora 3D that, art, manze.
Bro, let me tell you, that is the tipping point right there. Like, once the chicks start, it's like in primary school, the teacher anakuja wa maths, anakuchapa. The moment you are crush, tells you, aki woye pole. Ay, the tears. Ay, zitatoka kwa stage zina roll.
Mwa tu ground ingye, ni meze. Yeah, let's restart this shit again.
The chicks were kiki.
And to me, I'm thinking it's a light joke. We are all laughing, including the person who I'm making fun of. Cause, ain't no way, in my right state of mind, knowing this nigga is gonna beat me up if I piss him off, I'll go ahead and piss him off.
It doesn't work like that.
Nah. Eh. So the guy comes in, he holds me by my shirt, bro. It's like 6 a.m. manze. We are cold. Manze, tumevalia vinyasa huko. Nilikuwa ni late junior, tuko kayole manze. Nilikuwa ni late junior, bro, huko Koma Rock and stuff. And he asks me, you're making fun of my drawing. bro, alafu unajua season akafani nimeshikilia book. I'm holding the page that I'm laughing at and he's holding me asking me if I'm laughing at his drawing. I'm like, come on fam, come on, you know. So me, I'm thinking we're still playing, bro. Yeah. Oh my God.
It's no more the joke.
This nigga swung me, bro. He swung. Nilianguko. Like, I was just falling. No. And I'm like, is this happening?
Is this happening? While you're flying through the air.
And then, by the time I even get, bado amenishika na nihanda. So he's punching me. And I swear I escaped death that day because nakumbuka alishika kichwa yangu and he wanted to hit my tempo na edia yo meza ya mwalimu ya class teacher and I missed it. But the moment I missed it, bro, since I was, oh, see the gloves are off, sir, I kick, really punch right in the...
Oh my God.
And that's when, have you ever seen a mad bull? What I didn't know, tuko class 5 manze, I didn't know, alikuwa ametoka jandoni just the other day. My guy ataja pona. Jandoni, oh ladies, ame... You know.
But then you're being like a Luya, but you're using the deepest of English.
Bana. Hey, kijana me, I'm a fanuele something I didn't know. And he hadn't healed my nigga. Manzeli lenda tu kujioko tambali. I don't remember a lot that happened, but aliniambia, went afunga na wewe. But ata kungoja kufunga na mimi manze.
Right then,
it was on site, bro. But that's the last time anything like that has ever happened. See, mi nakuanga tu mse elusive. I'd rather not get into a control. Hey, mi mafuta manze. Doma na nachazanga bila t-shirt nikichaza basket. Slippery when wet.
Slippery.
You know. But yeah.
Wow. What an entrance, man.
I know, bro.
It's been a while since we were here. I'm sure even YouTube is looking nice. Make sure you hit the subscribe.
Yes, sir.
The good company and now the Chop Shop we are on here. So yeah, more likes. Share this with your peoples, you know, because it's a different kind of vibe. You know, I've been seeing guys do their thing. No offense, the mics are open. Muko sawa, man. Muko sawa.
This nigga.
Nani mwingine?
Oh my God.
DST, muko sawa, you know. How's a DST?
Oh, nataka tuingia.
DST wana Cosma Waves, but DST, DST.
Okay, first of all, go watch episode 49 of the Double CD Tape. A major shout going out to 49. Ashley and Nimrat. Kulikuwa na some misunderstandings, man. Hey, it was volatile up in there, man.
You know what was about that situation? You know, it's different knowing someone and then hearing their tea like that, you know, because... To be honest, if it's us tea, tutaweka kwenye paywall. Kama mshalipa dobo, tachukua hiyo tea.
Na vile tunapanga kuwapatia
leo. Hiyo ni kidogo. Ya leo ya kuanzia lazima tutawamwagia tea kibao. Unajua, Kiluya style, like flask kama tatu hivi. Unajua. But yeah, so talking about DST, just because guys say that we are the male version of DST.
Oh,
or vice versa.
I'm the brown guy. You're the black guy.
Me and Nimrat? Me and Ashley, it's fine. I can be the Tikiana. I know.
I'll be the best brown. it's all good.
Let's still go with that, man. Yeah. But I was thinking about that whole situation from like the guy's perspective.
And if you're wondering what situation, real quick, spoiler alert, kama ujenda kuwatch bado, let me give you 3 seconds. So Ashley and Nimrat had a deal, right? Because one of Ashley's ex, Nikki Lynx, was hitting up Nimrat and, you know, Nimrat made it clear. So Ash was like, Nisa, y'all can do your thing. Just let me know Wagwan beforehand. So Nimrat didn't let her know Wagwan beforehand and shit hit the fan. Ashley aka feel betrayed, man. Everything is on display. But iliko on the premise of an ex-Nikki Lynx that we are both maybe involved with or one of us was involved with and there's a potential situation where another one could be involved with and also making agreements and crossing those boundaries after they have been established. So kulikuwa na couple of themes, but generally, kila relationship inakuanga na battle zake manze. So the guy's side of things is, say, if Nev wants to go link up with an ex thing of mine, would I have an issue or would I need to give this guy like clearance? Or
for guys, I feel as if for guys our situation is like, it's a bit different, because for me I wouldn't have felt like, for me it wouldn't have been anything.
Same here, man. Same here.
For us it wouldn't have been like that.
I don't expect you to come and run it by me. If you want to go link up with someone I have been involved with in the past.
In fact, it will be a joke. It'll be like, yo.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said.
What's the play around here?
Exactly. And that time nilikuwa na kwa Destiny, nilikuwa nasema, because they hosted me on episode 50. Mimi nilikuwa nasema, if anything, ukam unichapie after the fact, me I'll be teasing you. I'll be like, ile maneno ulisikiaje. Na jolizama, you know, you're fighting for your life. You know, because for us, it's light. It's no matter nilikuwa nasikia Austin anasema, there's no way I can, it's not right the as usual. A man. I'm like, nigga, come on, man.
Aluo, man.
Come at Yaluo. Ah, come on. Get out of here, man. Get that microphone away from that guy, man.
But so I was even saying, it's like a, to me, it didn't present an issue, but I understand it from when, you know, from a kind of their perspective. But I also see Nimrat's side of it, because, you know, like, if it's a sneaky link, like...
Na ulitupatia go ahead.
Then, like...
Na ndo nilikuwa nauliza Ashley. Nilikuwa nauliza Ashley.
Kuna kitu nyingine.
You have already given them the go ahead. Why again do you want them to check with you before they go ahead with the go ahead that you... Was it really a go ahead? So to me, hizo ndio maswali nilikuwa nauliza Ashley. So you also would be cool if...
Yeah.
I don't have to run it by you.
Nothing. Like, even if you mention it, like, it'll be one of those ones. But I feel as if it becomes different if it's like for an ex, it's a bit different, especially if it was bad ex. Like, if you had a, you know, an ex who was not good. It's just like...
Always it taka kusikia ni menda kumdinyo uko.
Nini sasa? Like, for what?
Because it looked like, hey, boy, yangu alikuwa najui shit ni crazy, man. I gotta find out why.
It's just like, so for me, it's like, watch out, it's different when it comes to, like, if it was a partner.
Why?
Is it sneaky link niki to za kawaida? But
why ex? Because I'd be, yo, bro, you want to go ahead and have fun with my ex? Knock yourself out. Missing the issue.
Okay, if we left on good terms, ni sawa, because I'm no longer attached to them. But if it's that ex who is just like not the good one,
what's the difference, bro?
Points zimeangu.
Si ulikuwa na yeye. Si
ulimdate. Maana ni ex.
So me and you, mimi zangu, mbona unatumia mwagika?
Points zilitiririka.
Si points pekee zitamwagika, man.
Ni kama standings kwenye ligi. Unajua, this time Warriors muko number one. Next year, unachaki. Muko number
two. Like, if she was that bad, the coach must have been fired.
Because
you were there, bro.
No, not always.
You were there. You didn't. No. Ukutoka after one day.
Nah.
You didn't leave after one smash. Why?
The reason is
I'm a scientist.
Okay,
I'm trying to do some research, some qualitative research.
And I'm giving them to you. The formula is
you can't give them to me, nigga. Nah, only she can give them to me.
X is equals the reason.
So you, only your exes who things ended in. Okay, okay, wait. What if they changed? What if they're a completely different person? Let me find out, bro. How we gonna know? Okay, utanichukuliaje ukisikia nime smash an ex of yours that.
Natoa points mbili pale.
Kwa nito points zilikuwa zinanisaidia na nini?
Zilikuwa zinakusaidia na goodwill.
Ati goodwill gani tena? I can't go cash it out at the bank, bro.
No, you can. No, you'll cash it. You'll cash it in.
Ati take niko na bro points hapa manze.
Amongst us.
Ebu nipatie dollar.
It's like as friends, we know kuna points. Kuna kugana standings flani as friends. Unajua, kama kuna number 1, 2, 3, 4.
Alafu,
watu wanatolewa points wakishuka kwa hiyo standings.
I don't care for standings. Kwani, ni Grammys manze.
Ni kitu kama hiyo. Kuna watu wako kwa nominations list. Ama kama Jay-Z said, you're not even supposed to be in the category. You're not even supposed to be in the category.
I don't even know some of these guys.
But
Jay-Z was wrong for that.
What I mean with the points thing is like, we all put like, okay. I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you do.
No,
too.
I don't, bro. Speak for yourself, man. Usikuwe Austin. Hey, don't be like Austin. Speak for yourself.
Oh, you speak French.
Mano parlez-vous français.
But anyway, it's one of those ones where there are different hierarchies you put your friends in. So, uki minus mbili hapa, unamtoa kwa top priority, anaingia kwa priority. Unajua, unamtoa mbili hapa.
Your report card inaenda kwa nani?
Sini kwangu.
So, it doesn't matter. It's just matters. You, nigga. No.
Kwa sababu,
to you, it matters. Like, to me, I don't yeke number 20, nigga. I don't care.
Number 20, awezi pata.
I don't.
You never get invited to the birthday parties. Unajua, like top priority friends.
Oh, shit. I'm sad.
What a shocker. not invited to the party.
Oh man, let me go cry myself to sleep.
But it's fine. I know you're pretending.
You, but it's fine.
It's one of those Stuart things. You say good night and then you go. You know, so it's, and I'm sure guys do it out there, and it's a thing. You know,
Austin, do you do it? Do you rank your friends? Exactly.
Nah.
Bro, do you do it? I don't rank none of my friends,
when
bro.
When I say rank,
where uko kwa dunia yako? Move as you want.
So us guys who rank, because tuko wengi pale inje, sisi wakina Beyonce, wakina, oya tuko wengi.
Uko
so,
na samaliga matano hapo.
Like, bro, tunafeel manze, paka bench.
Reserve.
So it's like, when I say the hierarchy, like they're friends who are on the board that you'll show up for, and they're those guys who you'll just be like, oh, okay. You know, it's like they're those friends who you're going to post on your Instagram because they're your friends when it's their birthday. Alafu kuna wale ambao utakuwa just like, ah, hii ni sawa hata ikipita. Kwa sababu kwa hierarchy, awako pahali pale. Unajua, kuna yule rafiki ukisikia ni mgonjwa, you want to go to their bedside and be like, oh man, damn, pole. Alafu kuna yule ukisikia, you'll be like, thoughts and prayers. You know, ama utamuombea ukiwa mtaani ama ukiingia Sunday service.
Si bado unamtakia mazuri.
Eh, hey, but I'm just saying that's how the board works. Like the board works in a way that if you're up there, you get favors. Like if you're not there on the board.
Damn, you're giving your niggas favors on tokens.
Bro, if you call me and you're not on the list,
umekuwa like, Santa Claus. Umekuwa ki misbehave, man. Hapa nakushusha.
Chini ya list. But it's what?
Nah, nigga, set the niggas free, bro. Nah, set the niggas man, free.
Nah.
Martin Luther didn't die for this, bro.
It determines, man. Like damn. Close friends, like a close friend of mine was encouraging me to open up or have a close friends on like Instagram because I don't have one. So I was like,
oh, you don't?
Wow. Who am I going to put on this?
But you also friends? Don't post on IG.
Yeah, but you know, close friends because you want to show guys a different kind of thing, you know.
Speaking of IG, ilikuwa like point number 7 kwa list yangu, lakini imekuwa promoted.
Hey,
speaking of list, IG yako umekuwa kit, bro.
My wasupa umekuwa kicheki, inakuwa na post wasupa, hey, man. Like,
I wasn't ready.
Parties, yeah, man.
That's like, out of the blues.
Like, comments, eh?
Out of the blues.
Like, my
the boy who didn't post nothing, eh?
Like, girls, like, wanting me, yeah?
I love it for you, bro.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. Like the girls, man. Thank you, ladies, man.
Meko kitesa, man. I'm happy for you, bro.
Man, you know.
And not just that, but your TikTok too. Alafu meko lemsi wa matoxic quotes, man. I love it.
Yo, it's funny when I meet guys outside, especially when we're outside, and they're like, you have such unhinged TikTok cash. I'm like, baby, you know you like them. You know you like
just
them.
Say you want this dick, and let's fast forward to the good parts.
When you tell me I smell good, just taste me.
Sit on my face, do something
don't
about
say it. Like that, man.
It's a hanging compliment. Finish it, bro.
It's not good to leave people hanging. So yeah, it's one of their ones. But
response imekuwa aje, bro. On both accounts, yaku, there's a certain news you have been posting left, right, and center.
I don't
remember. Some very sultry videos.
I don't remember.
Aesthetically pleasing shots.
I don't
shots.
Remember.
Izo ndo zenye wanga na download kutoka Pinterest, lakini nenda kuzicheki kwa IG ya boy wangu.
Amnesia.
And I'm happy, manze. I love it, bro.
I love it too.
Eh?
I love it too.
But oh, anyway, man. You're such an idiot, bro.
Anyway, let me.
So foolish.
Napenda, manze. Like, it's funny how social media works. Like, guys are always there for the tea. Like, the day you post someone's strand of hair is when the comments are up there, the views, you know. But when you post for guys, you know, life-changing quotes, you know.
Like, we're not posting life-changing quotes, quickly.
Yeah, life-changing quotes. You know, you know these quotes. Just check them out, man. Like,
the toxic ones.
The toxic ones too, bro.
Oh, like my God.
You know, so some of the, bro, some of those, you know, it's just like live
at the
life.
Enda kwa kinyozi sa zili anovulate, man. They will check your crazy side, bro.
Bro, you should always see the comment.
Oh,
like,
my God.
The comment section is where, everything else on social media doesn't matter. Just the comments are where everything is at.
Safita
so,
Hendrix.
It's been nice, you know, just being out there, putting myself out in a different fashion. It's like a Joshua Baraka. Different fashion.
Love it.
So yeah, it's just something else I was trying. Because every time I see those things, it's just like, I've thought of this. Like, you know, there's some things that you've thought of and then you see online, you're like, I was right here on this, you know, or you see a skit or you see something, you're like, oh my God. So I was just like, let me just try and tap into this with the surroundings I have, you know? So yeah.
Very beautiful surroundings, I might add.
Yeah,
you know, very beautiful surroundings. Aesthetically pleased.
You know.
Yeah, bro is winning. I love it. Osina koma uchungu konyo. Stay celibate, nigga. Stay celibate. I don't know, but stay celibate.
But yeah, it's one of those ones of... You just want to experience life at a different pace, yo. So you just agree to do it. So yeah, just put yourself out there, man.
Do you feel like you're living a dream? Like there's a period of life where it feels like a dream because you are dreaming of this and now it's happening. Well, some of these things.
Damn. The only time I thought it was a dream is when we were talking about like a few 2 months ago or a month ago when we talk about the. The having a dad thing, like,
oof.
Like with
Segway King,
in the Segway King.
God damn it!
Stop it!
Give this nigga his. God damn! When you talk about LeBron,
anyway, yeah, it's one of those ones where, in the span of a week or a weekend. Like 2 weeks, you know, you're one of those guys who was championing dad jokes, you know, you are on the end of dad jokes and then now you can't even make dad jokes. Like dad jokes don't even hit the same anymore. Or you used to listen to, like for me, you know, reggae and dancehall is like big. So for me to listen to like Vibes Cartel, Goodfather or like Chris Martin, yeah, like them talk about their parents and stuff. Then you're like, oh damn, how is it like to have a like someone like that in your life? And then I'm not saying you experience the good father part, but you experience the father part and you're just like, oh damn, okay, this is how it feels.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different. So segments of that is where I would say like felt like a dream. Like, bro, never in my wildest dream would I ever think like I would, because you know, like if me and you, we're adults now, if we want to buy anything for ourselves, you set out to buy it. When I say set out, like you make a plan to be like, fine, I gotta do 3-2 gigs or I gotta do ABCD to book this trip or to do ABCD so that I get the thing. Yes, if you have the capacity, you can walk into a shop at whatever time you want, but the adult thing to do is like plan for it, you know?
Yeah, boring.
Boring, yes. I know. So for me to like walk into a shop and be like, yo, I need a PS5 and you know, the man them being like, okay, cool, let's get that PS5, you know, and you being there like, oh, damn, this how you guys feel when you have
no, you're about to achieve, but to pick up, we are not yet there.
This is how some of y'all feel, you know, or, you know, you go and, you know, some of these things where you're like, wow, I didn't know some things were possible, but these are some of the, you know, small feelings it feels too. So those were the moments where I would say, damn, this feels like a dream. This feels like, it's like just the other day, I was just like, wow, how would that feel? And then now you feel a bit of it and you're like,
And for someone who doesn't know your history with your dad, for context,
For
what's up your relationship, manze? And why where this is going and why this is important.
It won't even sound the same way, but yeah, check out Mike's Open. I don't know which episode that was.
But Daddy's Home. It's called Daddy's Home.
Yeah, it's one of those ones.
An emotional one.
Scroll down and watch that and then...
And screw you for putting all that over there, by the way. Nisawa.
But we're just planning on the Nini.
I know,
ma. So now we are here and...
Sawa.
Oh yeah, the link is below. So it was all about... It's one of those situations where you grow up with you're being told your parent is going to look for greener pastures, like abroad or something, you know? But then they go and you never see the green. You have to look for the green yourself, you know? They just go and do their own thing. So that was the same situation. So 20 plus years, the man them was gone. He was there in the United States doing his thing, you know? And there wasn't, like I would say, like a good communication of some sort. There wasn't any of that. So, yeah. So, in 2023, he decided, yo.
Oh, damn.
Let me surprise
you. 2024.
So, he decides, oh, let me go in December and surprise the guy. And I'm just like, wow. Surprise. Like, you've already done surprise enough. Uliende mkate na maziwa na ujarudi.
Bado tukonja. Yeah.
Tumengoja hii breakfast for long, man. So, it was one of those. But then when he came back, that was, to him, I guess he felt like, to him it was like supposed to be a surprise. I don't know.
Mm.
That's a we'll have to get his side when he decides to come back, you know. We'll try and get his
Yeah.
side. That would be dope.
I love it.
Yeah, we can get his side and see how, you know, a different kind of
You'll allow him to cuss on air?
You'll allow?
You'll allow him to cuss on air?
Oh, he can cuss because I'll cuss too.
Okay, good.
Like, yeah. But it'll be funny for people to watch that because guys don't... Anyway, yeah. That will... At that time, we'll figure that out. But that will be 2024 December. Good Company coming soon.
Mm. Exclusive.
Trailer. Commercial.
Guys, I want to know what the hardest country in Africa is to argue with.
The answer is simple. The answer is very simple. Since you spoke about arguments and not insults, it's Kenyans. I know what you're thinking. It's Kenyans. See, as in West Africa, we are loud and we will overshadow you with insults. Once you come at us, we'll overshadow you with insults. We make a lot of noise. We will overshadow you with insults. We will rain insults on you till you are down. But Kenyans, they will first hit you with the facts to make sure that you are demoralized and you lose the argument. And then they will bring the insults. And then they will bring the memes. And boy, you can't stand it. But if you're talking about those who are loud and those who can insult you, that is fine. But for argue, don't try Kenyans. They own the internet on that. If they have to track you just to do that, they will do that. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about, bruv. I know what I'm talking about.
But yeah, so yeah, he went, came back, so he decided to surprise us. But to me, it was one of those ones, too much trauma growing up as a child, you know, not having him there for the moments, blah, 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 all that nonsense. So he decides to come back. I wasn't in that right frame of mind to see him because, you know, of the trauma and the hurt as a guy, you know. So... Mm. Eventually, after like 2-3 days, I went and saw him, and it was the toughest of things I've ever done in my life. That was the craziest. Like, I think back to that moment, and it's just like, I was that me crying like a baby, like it was crazy.
Because of did your ugly cry?
It was a bad cry. Nice, like, I can't even. Hey, that was
get it
bad
in there,
one.
Bro.
No, it was
get
a
it
bad,
in there.
You don't even want
to see it.
No, no, it was one of those ones you're alone, so big, like.
Ah, so look what's TV.
Yeah, but now the Stewie one with like, hey, it was not, and hey, it was too much things, you know.
No, I'm glad you got it out, bro.
Yeah, but they say a crying session makes things better, but it makes things a bit lighter, but it doesn't make things better. It's just like the same things are still there even after you cry. You know.
So you didn't feel any form of elevation or
no? At that moment, like I needed to get that cry out so that I can spend that time with him. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been the same, you know.
So Jay-Z Rudy Studio, cause Song Cry has to get a remix now.
Yeah,
we got the tears finally.
Part two.
Yeah, part two. Yeah, Song Cry part two. Jay-Z.
I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make this song cry. Yeah, I seen them coming down your eyes. But I gotta make this song cry. I can't see it coming down my eyes. So I gotta make this song cry.
So it was one of those ones. So yeah, so once I ugly cried like that, then we just started interacting like pole pole, you know, like you want to go for food or I want to, you know, you want to do this. Because he had booked an Airbnb and he was like, it was two rooms. He was like, I booked this so that you can come and stay here. So I was like, fuck no.
Ain't no way. You weren't ready for that.
Live by yourself, you know. It was one of those ones because, hey, bado. But yeah, it was easing into it pole because... Also, African parents, like, oh, man, if you expect your African parents to support you, never. Never tell them anything. Like, they will never. They will only push you towards the thing you don't want to do.
Mm.
Like, for me, I was trying to tell my mom, my uncles, like, I don't want to do that. They're like, no, this guy has come all the way from...
Yeah, but you have to do it. Yeah, like, they go do
care.
It.
That, like, I don't care whether you're... Whether we're panda, like that doesn't matter to me.
Mm.
You know, like...
You just weren't ready.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I'm not ready, it...
Like, it's not a switch.
Yeah, and they're lucky I chose to be a good person.
I'm sure it was your mom. I'm sure it was
hey,
your mom.
The guilt trip.
I'm sure it was your mom.
Yeah, then there's that one for, you know, if I die, you know, African, that one. There's usually that talk. You know,
come on
die,
now. We can do
I'm
better.
If I'm not here, it's be you and him to bury. You know, all those stories were in, like, she had them locked and loaded, like she was firing. So yeah, she guilt tripped me. I went there, did the thing, and then now I could receive all those other gifts and stuff that he brought. And it was just a different kind of experience. And then he, since he watches things on The Good Company, and he was like, you know, he knows about Andy, he knows about Kelly, he knows about Ashley, Nimrat, blah blah blah, Jimani, everybody. And so he's like, oh yeah, I want to meet some of your friends and stuff. So me, I'm like,
it's like he's catching up now, and
yeah, like
Hannah breaks,
chill, you know?
Yeah,
but it's also dope to hear your
say it, man. It's like a Darth Vader episode here.
Man, that's crazy. It's crazy to hear your father say, like, hey, you're a cool person, you know people, or shit like that.
Alikuwa nakuta behavior. Hey, ushakuwa celeb kwa budako, man. It's a rap.
Oh, we
it's
go a to rap. A supermarket, and then guys notice us from the things we do, and then he's like, yeah, I'm his father, I'm his father. I'm just like, nigga. Oh, it was so cute.
I love it. No, but as a dad, no. Think about it as a dad. You'd be stoked. If that was PJ and that was you in the mall with PJ. TJ. Bigger PJ, man. Bigger PJ. If that was you in the mall with TJ, right? And people are giving him some good kind of attention because, say, he's good at taekwondo and he's an amazing student. Swimming piano. Anogeleka samaki. And you are there like, wow. As a dad, I'm geeking right now. I'm super proud. I'm deriding this shit, manze. Trust me.
Okay, whatever. This is our charge noise. But it was funny, like, it's just funny. I didn't expect, because, you know, you also don't know this person, because I'm also trying to learn
who this person is,
you know, so you're letting them also, like, be themselves and, you know, act the way they would act. So for me to see that, it's just like, my guy, we're trying to buy a TV. You just can't tell the guys about, oh, I know this is my son. You know, he walks here and here, he does this, you know. It's just like, let's
calm down with it.
Yeah. Like, don't say hi to everyone and tell everybody about America, you know, and then
that nigga needed to catch up, bro. There was nothing you're going to say or do.
Man,
to stop it.
Weird, but
question.
A different kind of experience.
Do you feel like that healed a part of you? Hear me out.
Oh.
Or gave you a different insight into some of the things that you blamed on his absence, and you are like, it's time to let some of these things go. Like, maybe I do this because I didn't have this growing up, or I'm like this because I grew up different like this. And now out of that whole situation, out of that whole incident, you felt like, okay, maybe I can let some of these things go in any way, shape or form.
No. In the moment, it was just like, it was one of those ones where, it's because when you see the person that who has been, you know, like let's say if you see the person who has been causing you heartache, you expect them to look a certain type of way, you know? But he didn't look like that. You know, it's like when you're describing your bully earlier on in the high school story, there's a way I've pictured that person even without seeing them. You know, so there's a way you can picture your aggressor, because I hadn't met this person, you know? So there's a way I'd pictured this person, because the way he was behaving, it sends a kind of message. If you're not trying to communicate with me, sawa, you want to be like that, us will be our way. But then don't come back. You know, it was like now why are you coming? It's like that ex who comes back running to you like,
hey, What now?
Like, what's your problem? Like,
you left.
You are living your life.
Yeah.
So it was one of those ones, like, you are living your life. And then when you see this person, you're like, okay, so you're just a guy who is, you know, like, you're like an old guy. You're like, you're like not okay. You know, you're like, you know. So
but he seems cool, bro. I like your dad. I like his vibes.
Anyway, yeah, he seems cool, bro. Because I introduced you, Ashley, and I introduced you, Kelly, Ashley, to him. So tell me about your experience.
Nah, it was dope, man. The first thing that struck me was the striking resemblance. Crazy. Like, damn, crazy. This apple definitely did not fall far from the tree.
Miles
in
away.
Terms it, nigga, like everybody could see it. Everybody, fence. You've posted it on your IG. Acha sisi tukuambie. Ni utakata, lakini mnafanana manze shilingi kwa ya pili. Sufuria iliza sufuria nyingine za fanana. No, but he's chill, and because we didn't spend a lot of time. I met him the day he was leaving, so picking him up from the Airbnb to the airport. And the banter was just, you know, it was good, like finding out how life was for him actually on the other side and his experience as a Kenyan guy in America trying to make it work. And it's a hamster wheel, you know, like I could hear the grievances in his voice, but then at the same time, he sounded like energy yake ilikuwa like, we're here now, I have a lot of making up to do, and I'll take the beating. You know, I'll eat the shit, I'll bite the bullet. So him interacting with your friends as peers, and it was also kind of weird for him to have these conversations with you over there because of your relationship and your history.
Yeah.
And he's even asking, oh, it's okay, I can cuss. And I'm like, usually we are the ones who ask if it's okay, we can cuss.
That was
you know, so his vibes, you know, again, he has a lot of making up to do. But I love the fact that even if you weren't ready for this to happen, you allowed it to happen nonetheless. And pole pole, you're opening up to what could be out of what you guys now will decide. Okay, so this is the direction we're taking in our relationship. I'm just happy for you, bro.
Yeah,
I'm really happy for you.
It's the only reason I could also accept it like that is because also this kind of space I am in my life. Like, I've tapped in, or I've been able to like be shown how to tap into your like vulnerability. Like, like it's fine sometimes to be like, oh, okay, fine, that shit really hurts, but okay, let's really feel that feeling of feeling hurt.
Oh yes,
stuff.
Let's embrace it.
Then let's figure out how to move forward. Because I just figured out, damn, we are adults, and this is moving away from that situation for the dad. Because, okay, yes, it has
Segway
to do with
King,
that,
let's go.
But it's like vulnerability is like also something that it's like when you discover a new word and you know what it really means. You know, like standing on business, you hearing it, and then you actually standing on business.
Those are two different things.
Totally different, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, when it comes to like being vulnerable, especially with like yourself, and then with the people who are around you, especially with your loved ones, and those are like your, apart from your family, like your friends, you know, like the way we have grown up here in Kenya and around, you know, your friends, yes, they are your friends, but kuna venya wezi ambia mabeshte zako kila kitu. That's how you might feel sometimes, because you don't know if your friend is trying to jab you to get ahead, or you don't know if they're going to spill your tea to someone else, and then everybody is trending.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation about that one.
You
yeah,
know, or
yeah.
something like that. So some people are not that vulnerable like that with their friends. But then, you know, you're introduced to a new way of life where you're like, okay, fine, maybe I can be vulnerable with these people, and sawa, wakini fanyia nonsense, nita learn na nita move. Nita deal nine.
You just take it.
Yeah. So
pause. Yeah.
The way it is, manze. So just like that, you know, we've had like a brief period of hiatus. Brief, lol. Like this when
subjective.
Sazile headmaster.
That will drop episode of Mwisho April 2023.
Headmaster anasimama mbele anasema, I'm giving a short speech, alafu proceeds to give a TED talk worth 10 hours. So yeah, it was a break-ish. Like if you listen to the other episodes, it's just like, damn, like podcasting is such a
it's about
in the moment kind of thing. Like I was watching
dynamic.
Joe Budden and Akina Rory and Mall be with each other when they don't necessarily want to be there. And you could see it in front of the camera, and you could hear it also. When you're when you listen, you can hear some things. When you listen, you know?
Yeah.
So when I used to listen back to the Chop Shop, I used to hear me complain or me say about, oh manze, there's so many things. Because at that moment in time, you're also doing other things, or you're thinking about other things, or other things in life are doing their thing, you know? So in that moment, you're just like, okay, fine. If this is how I'm sounding and I don't like how that sounds, we'd rather put a pause on that so that we don't just do it for the sake, so that we just tubambe wase, or you know, when in actual sense it's not the vibes, you know, because to be honest, to do this me and you, like there needs to be a vibe and a clean vibe, you know, a fresh and clean kind of thing.
Yeah, you can't wear no clean clothes with dirty art.
Yo, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, I felt as if during that period, just listening before, and then I realized, damn, there was that, you know, for me personally, that's what I realized for myself. You know, I don't know about you. Maybe you'll just speak about it later. And then I was just like, oh, damn, this is not really what I envisioned or how me and you present ourselves. So I'd rather we withdraw that, keep it to the side kidogo, work on what is not necessarily plugging the right way, and then get it back up when everything is nice and good, you know, the way it should be. Ni kama tu, you know, sometimes si lazima we recover mbele ya wasi, like you can naza ingia pale nyuma uinge recovery, heal up and then come back stronger and, you know, deliver that 81 points like Kobe, you know?
Yes, sir.
And do what you need to do. So in that moment, I felt as if for my personally, my contribution wasn't 100 to the pod like that.
Okay.
So I was like, damn. And when it's like that, of course, if someone is not giving 100, one side is going to tilt, you know. Mm. So that's how I felt it was. And then also just being, I'd feel as if that was my major thing for the break, like the sounding, and then, you know, just things weren't really meshing like the way we wanted it to mesh in that sense.
Well, damn. I remember your frustration towards the last episodes, na nilikuwa naelewa, because creatively I understand when a creative gets into a space where even the very thing that they love, they're not in the space of doing it, they don't feel like it's as should be, like their energy for them to execute exactly how they want to execute. But the thing with me is I always believe in the process, always. So hata zile dezenye uliku unajipush, you're wondering, damn, what are we going to talk about on the pod? And I even used to remind you consciously on the pod, bro, do you remember you worried about this and we went ahead and recorded a 2-hour episode where we even considering splitting it into 2 episodes?
Yeah.
And that used to happen whenever you used to say, damn, I'm not into this
end
right
of
now.
71.
Man, exactly, you know. So that is what I was seeing. So I understood your frustration on one hand, and I'm a big proponent of allowing people to do what they want to do. So that's why I also allowed for you to go like, you know what, I'm not in the space to do this today. Let's not record today. I'm like, Anisa, sometimes I used to wish ungeniambia na mapema,
because
ilikuwa ina happen when you are going to record.
Record.
On one hand, ilikuwa like, I'm a push until the very end. I can feel it's not right. But then at the same time, at what expense? Because here I am, very ready to record, ready to go wherever the vibes, you know, take us and come up. I always trust that our product itakuwa solid. That's why I trust the process. Hata ile day yenye mimi niko blank najua like, ata si feel kama tuko na content, si feel kama tuko, you know, mahali si ukua. I just go there and I'm like, tutaipiga raw, tuile tutaipiga, you know. No pause. So,
please be safe out there. You protect your hand.
Kids, stay strapped, manze. Stay strapped. So when we took the break, now unatekio information nenye never meopatia. Mimi nilikuja kujua when now we started discussing coming back into the scene, because he didn't like really communicate that. He just nakumbuka kuna Neville usually treats me like his hose pale. You think you're being blue ticked, you think you're being left on red and delivered, nigga. And I do the most. Let me not crucify myself, but even after that ntandika essay, you know, I leave an essay after being blue ticked, manze.
Okay, we'll talk about that, but in a joking kind of way. Like, homie writes you an essay, it gives you flashbacks of all the essays you ever received, and it gives you such a bad taste in your mouth that I remember looking at that message and being like, God damn, nimepigwa essay.
Manze, because I'd had it. I'm like, bro, we haven't recorded in forever. We need to. And then DST walikuwa washaanza and they were very consistent, and I was like, I love this. Inconsistency na nibamba, manze. We should be getting back there. And ando nilikuwa napatia Nevizo, you know, like, check out wasi wengine, you know, they've just pushed and pia sisi tunaweza apply some consistency and see where this thing can take us. So that was the last thing I nasiati nilikuwa na mwatak, you know, I was just like we can pick it up, you know. We can pick it up and do something with this.
I feel as if for me now, like when you see it from my perspective or like how I was seeing in my POV, I was like, God damn, nime receive essay kutoka mande mwangu.
Bana, like, the bro, the fact that you made me write you an essay, ebu put yourself in my shoes, manze. Yeah. You ilikuwa last resort yangu,
get
man.
Get your friend to write you an
essay. Ilikuwa last resort. I'm like, I have to write this nigga an essay?
Look how he's peeved, man.
Oh my God. Yeah,
and that's why I was like, that's why I reached out and stuff. Because to me,
7 months later,
to me, it's like I don't know how to deal with some things. I need to learn on the fly and know how it is. So to me, the only way I know how to deal with like, behind the scenes, there was also some things happening that.
Yeah, we can address it still. Yeah.
No, it's not like for addressing, but. That situation makes
things complicated.
Yeah, makes things. It's like when you're playing basketball and someone fouls you the first time. Fine, I get it. You're in the moment of the game. But then if you're doing it again and again, there's a point. It's just like, come on, my guy. Like you're gonna be fouled out there. Like,
yeah.
Take time. You know. So I felt as if you had fouled me like two or three times. So at that moment, I wasn't like the most friendliest. It's not like a beef thing, but it's one of those moments where it's like, okay, let me press and how, you know, how Gemini's or how I deal with things, like, let me press pause kiasi, and pause is like, wacha nikuweke kando, mimi nikae kando, ni live life kidogo nione vile vitu zitakuwa, alafu, mimi nikiget clarity ya nini exactly kile naweza isema, alafu ni kama ni share na wewe, alafu ukiwa in the space pia, sawa, kama uko ready, ni sawa, nitakungoja, tukitakutana huko mbele, you understand kind of thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
To me it was one of those ones where it's like, also like, for other podcasters out there, like when you have people that you're doing this with, because I let Andy down by, you know, not showing up or not being, you know, as committed as you want to be, you know. And you also have to be able to like the person you're with, because you're not going to show up on set.
Oh, are you saying you like me?
Yeah, I like you.
My nigga.
I love you. But yeah, so you have to show up.
Austin, you're such a hater, man.
We love you too, Austin.
Austin, you're my boy. I love you, bro. I love you, bro.
Zinanguka Valentine.
Na jokuna pse mugina atakuambia, so acha nikuambia sahi.
We love you.
Mina kupenda, bro. Bure.
So yeah. So So to even podcast, like, you have to like and you have to, you know, vibes with the person you're with, or it won't work out. If there's beef behind the scenes, you have to iron it out before you come on set, or otherwise those small things I was telling, like Rory and Mol, and you know, between guys it'll be like, let's go outside and fight, or you know, you start just doing things that on camera
are unlike character.
Exactly. And I didn't want to be that person. And you know, because sometimes as a creative it comes off, even with the way you speak to someone, you know, it might not do it intentionally, but
it's going to betray you. Exactly. Yeah, it'll betray. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so once I got to a stage in my life where I was like, okay, fine, I get, like, I know best how to communicate how I was feeling, you know. So that's why I reached out to Andy. I was like, yo, I understand where I dropped the ball, and of course, apologies and whatnot. And then how can we best move forward? And the good thing with Andy is that he was willing to move forward, you know, because situation never
went
that
way. Damn, I
don't resist, man.
I need to do better in 2024, man. Weak in the knees.
So, you know, me and Andy had a talk about it, and, you know, we laid everything out. And I'm sure you've never seen that side to me like that. You know, because there's something someone said to me, like, sometimes you just need to let go of, like, because amongst friends, you might feel as if maybe, like some pride amongst your friends. You might feel maybe, mimi, I'm from a rich family, so kuna venya mimi, I'm a bit better, or I have ABCD, or I have a job and my friends don't have. You might feel as if in the friend group, you like, you have an upper hand in some way. But then when you eliminate that thought in your mind and you bring yourself and you're like, damn, this person is my friend. I love this person. I want to grow something with them. Mm. It becomes easier to, you know, build other bonds, you know, instead of just put, because sometimes, you know, you just put things in your mind which might be there or might not be there in that sense, you know. So, yeah, so that's why it took a while before we came back into doing this thing that we're doing right now.
Kwenye chop shop, manze. Yeah, exactly.
We're back there, you know, back drawing board. And as you can see, kuna mazuri pale. You can see we are set. Yeah, nice.
1 hour mark.
Nice. So, as you can see,
yende sana.
As you can see, things zime upgrade vile imefa. Because some things zinakuwa necessary to even build as friends, you know, as business partners, as people who are trying to, you know, help each other elevate in that sense. Yeah.
Yeah. For context sake, ndio pia to get chance ya kuaddress some of the friendship dynamics that are always changing and how people maneuver them. There's a situation that transpired within us, right?
Mm.
So there's a party who is known to, you know, my guys, who confided and got me involved with something and expressed the wish to maybe keep it between us until they were ready for everybody else to be in on it.
Mm.
And I honored the word. I was like, I bet that's what you want. Yeah. So I got you. And since this is not been known to my people or the people who are in my immediate sphere, one thing, you know, the people who know you, they can be able to pick things up quickly.
Yeah, you know.
So eventually, to cut the long story short, my boy Nev ended up finding out on his own, by his own means, what was actually going on. And he didn't feel good about it because he was like, Andy is my boy. I thought Andy would let me know about something like this if it's going on, cause that's my boy and wanga tufichani vitu. And that's true. Mina never wanga tufichani vitu. Our relationship is very eco-safe. It's very healthy, clear boundaries. We don't, nasiati tukona boundaries mingi pia. We're very easy, two very easy dudes, right? So to him, it doesn't make sense why something that is a very special part of our relationship inakuwa treated like this. So why is my homie moving different now? That's where Neville was coming from.
Oh, yeah.
And now me, on the other hand, when I realize this, I'm like, wait a minute. In this friendship, am I not allowed to keep some things to myself that I don't want to keep to myself? So no, we are both coming from to, and I was happy that this was transpiring because sometimes you need to review your friendships and you won't do it one day when you're bored and you're like, acha niangalie friendship yangu na Nev. I think we can do something over here, man. Hey, apa lishuka points sana, we need to do something.
Nah,
you're caught up in a days in life. Man, this guy, bro, we're living life. We're ambitious. No. We're doing things that we want to do. So hatuna time ya kwanza ku reevaluate something that we don't even think needs to be reevaluated.
Yeah.
And then we didn't know that, oh, there are some things that actually need to be addressed within your friendship.
Yeah.
Just like things transpired between Ashley and Nimrat.
Yeah.
They didn't know until the situation transpired and nobody intended for the situation to transpire.
Yeah.
You know, so on one hand, nilikuwa na feel vizuri sana cause that's where Neville holds me in his life. Like, mimi boy wangu na muambianga everything. Na ye, na not expect, but it would be dope if it's reciprocated.
Yeah, yeah.
But then here I was in an interesting situation where I have been asked to keep this between you know, and I'm like, damn, I can't even tell Nev, I can't even, you know. So that was the ball rolling now.
Yeah.
And then now the next thing was whatever happened between Nev and I on the podcast, trying to be consistent. And then I dropped the long essay and then he went MIA. And he never responded to it until 7 months later when he was like, okay, something needs to happen now. Like, vitu zime. And I'll be honest, bro, before you said that you wanted to sit down and talk, I was about to sit down and talk and tell you there. And tell you you've won, bro. So me inimekuachia, I don't want to be in the dark anymore or be in a state of limbo. I don't know. Do you know how many people I know, people who kuna receive so many comments, so many people attacking us for being MIA for such a long time? And this is why it's never that simple. And I love that you're trying to hold us accountable. But pia mimi nilikuwa nimefika hiyo point kama nyinyi. I was like, you know what? The Chop Shop was a good run. We had a dope product going on. But shit happens, you know. Yeah. Like Joe Biden's case with Rory and Mal. I could never have thought one gender separate ways. Me, I was shook. I was shook, bro. So when you see that happening, you don't really think it can apply in your own yard until it happens and you're like, oh, damn. So pia mimi nilikuwa najiangalia in that I'm not so special. In that, this doesn't have to go how I want it to go or how I wanted it to go. You're a human being. I have to allow Neville to be Neville. And if there's one thing me, I'm very much okay with, is people being doing themselves. Them and being themselves, because you're in your own element, man. Hakuna msi anakushow anything. Yeah. So I was done. I was about to pull you to the side and go like, unajua niaje bro, it's been real. Even on a friendship basis, I didn't like the fact that anytime we used to meet out there, there was tension between me and you. We couldn't talk, we couldn't hang out. Mbaka our girlfriends, and by our girlfriends, I mean our girls who are our friends. Our girlfriends are asking, like, is everything okay between you guys? And I'm like, damn, now you bringing this up right now is increasing the tension between. Because we haven't addressed it.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about nothing. We are acting like it's cool. So mimi nilikuwa nikuje nikwambie, you know what? I'm done acting. It's not cool between me and you, and it's okay. Mimi sina shida nayo. I just want to be at peace and let you know that this is where I'm at. Ndio sasa pia umake decisions zako. But then now, things happened such that the conversation was had before I pulled that trigger. Because mimi nilikuwa done. Nilikuwa like, sawa, miamwani hivyo. It was a good run.
Yeah,
it was a good run.
Shaq, we did the Kobe and
the Kobe Shaq. Napendanga yo highlight, manze.
That's a good one, manze. That's such a good one. But yeah, it's just, as I said earlier, you know, you just have to, sometimes you just have to get to that point. And sometimes it's not a day or a day or two or three, an hour or some people who, when you know, to process emotions within a span of a short while, you know, and we need some time to really, so that we get it right, especially when especially when it comes to do with the people that are closest to you. It's just like, you really want to make sure you make the right choice, because you could do whatever, but at the end of the day, you're like, is that really what you want to do? So you have to make sure whatever you decide to do is the right choice, and it's the choice that, you know, you can live with forever, you know? Because I was just like, now, okay, fine. We decide to go, like, in another multiverse, hakuna Chop Shop, sindio? Ime split. And it's just like, now already that affects a lot of other things.
A lot of dynamics.
So it's like the split is way... it's way detrimental then. You know, it's just conversation. And once you do it, it doesn't seem simple in the moment, but then once you have it, and it's usually the adult thing too, it's all conversations, ngumu, but once you had them, it's like, oh, okay, we're on the same page now. Cool.
Yeah.
Let's keep on running together, and you know, we build better. So, yeah.
That's man, it was hard receiving some calls from your mom sometimes, manze, because I was afraid of her knowing one way or another there's something wrong and wanting to confront me about it. And since I haven't had that conversation with you, I didn't know what
happened.
But she was like, oh, my son, umeni tupa sana. I was just checking up. I'm like, oh yeah, she doesn't know. Cool. Yeah, mom tuko sawa, man. You know, so I'm glad. Mi wanga nasema hivi, I'll always take the redirection, because I see everything as a good thing. It may improve nature, relationship yetu. It's not the same. It can never go back to what it was, but it's taken up a new form. And I'm embracing it, because we don't know what the future holds for both of us. Damn, sounds romantic, manze. I feel like I'm reading my vows to you, bro.
It is what it is. It's the season.
Damn. Just but, that time. But yeah, I'm glad we're here. we have come to better agreements because tulikuwa tuna agree, okay, so now if we ever find ourselves in such a situation again, we will know how to maneuver.
Yeah.
You won't feel like I'm going behind your back, and you'll feel like I trust my boy enough to let me know wa go and end. If there's, because kuna kitu pia uliku naniambia, uanga unalaumsea kuambie kitu when they are ready to tell you that. But sometimes dynamics za relationships zina overtake vitu zingine, and it becomes very
like,
gray.
Yeah, like that situation of ours, like, it was funny for, you know, it's like when you're in love with your partner, na maybe wase who are looking at you guys, wanajua one of you anacheza inje, sindio? So they already have a different thought of what you guys are going. So you, by the time you find out, hey, my partner anacheza inje, the realization is just like, oh my God. So for me, it was like everybody else around us had put the pieces together. But then when it comes to me, and then they're asking me, what's going on?
I'm like,
ni kama beshti yako kiona ameomoka, ameenda, ame move nyumba, amenunua gari. Wasa wapasa utakuja niulize, andi ni nini?
Beshti
yako ni nini? So guys were like, you're not seeing this. And I'm like, no.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids.
If there was something, boy, wangu wange kwa meni, ameni angushia hint.
So unakadoanzi sasa, unakafala.
So to my friends, they're like, ay, well, mina wambia, hakuna kitu. Mimi nikiambiwa, nitawasho.
Asunge stand on business.
Daddy,
they got
on,
through to you.
No, let me stand on business, alafu nikajionea, niko like, no way.
And then when it's playing out exactly how you were in denial of, then now it affirms some of your things now.
Bro, there was nothing bad.
It wasn't looking good. For
it
me.
Wasn't looking.
I know.
There, I was like, no way. And then the fact that I was still letting you, you know, the way you can find out something about someone, but you still want them to tell you. So you're still chilling. You're not.
You're
even
giving me a chance.
I'm
so grateful.
I'm like, like, when you're me, everybody else on a piga banta, Nico, like, no, but it is.
No,
I'm
glad you stood your ground for as long as you could, man.
But it is what it is.
We're about to take a break to get into jokes, bro.
Bado.
I thought to take a commercial lap a kwanza, and then, we come back with some jokes, man. Yeah.
Na, wale watu washa cho, wanalipango aje. Mshahara.
And we are back. Yani, you know, aka commercial kidogo mukiona pia sisi tunapiga commercial kidogo.
We back, baby.
Like I have a hat, but now I don't know about
it. Now you don't know where it is.
Yeah, that is back. Continuing it. Utajua aje tulipewa degree.
Oh, man. Also, wase wa audio watakula nini better ads.
Yeah, ads better.
Yeah, so the random ads. The random clips just used to, you know, throw all over the place on the podcast as commercials. Izo wase wa audio watapata. Wase wa visuals, man.
It's incentive.
Jump cuts.
But soon we'll be giving you a bit of commercials. But for you
we're
to
cooking.
Enjoy some more experiences, just always listen to the audio on Spotify and whatnot.
Yes,
our
sir.
Rap. It was awesome to still see our Spotify rap, you know?
Yeah, nilikuwa na reminisce, man. Nilikuwa like, good times,
man. We did good numbers still because guys kept on replaying the episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, guys, I've just discovered you guys. Anyway,
that's dope, man. That's dope.
Yeah, talking about we got you now, something also that guys were telling us when we were on hiatus was our lingo.
Andy, class is in session.
Please, whatever Andy says in this segment, do not take it like you decide. But mimi sichukui lingo ya Andy because kuna vitu amekuwa akiniambia behind the scenes. I don't think I want to call things.
I'll square with your man.
Anyway,
it's the cool thing. It's the cool thing.
There was
now
a message we received. I don't know if it's you who received it or was it on.
I received it as well. Ama maybe you will share a screenshot your DMs.
Yeah,
Chop Shop Pod.
Yeah, someone was saying about that they learn or they keep up with the latest lingo.
Damn, siwa shembeteng, man.
Siwa lingo too.
Damn.
Man. Chibli. lakini iko sawa.
Maze kiasi yake though. Yeah.
I feel as if once the cool kids start adapting as phrase, it becomes a thing. Like chapoi and this chipli thing.
Yeah,
now everybody
yeah.
has just posted it now and it's like chipli.
You're not feeling it anymore now. It's become common.
Like it's me you.
Damn.
Hey. It's one of those ones. But yeah, man, that was a surprising thing to hear because us when we communicate or when we talk, it's like that's just how we talk.
Plus some things just come up in the spur of the moment.
Exactly.
For ease of communication. Ushaikuwa na beshte yako mahali, something is happening, and you two just look at each other and you've done all the communication. No word was said.
Yep.
Not a single word was said, but so much was said at the same time. Ama pia, sometimes when you're having a conversation and you have to come up with a code on spot so that only you two can understand what you're talking about.
Do we have a safe word, me and you?
I don't know about a safe one, but kuna ingine nilitumia. Hey, ilikuwa kinda safe because in a multiverse somewhere out there.
Miondoko.
Tukiwa katikati ya sherehe, kuna kitu ilikuwa ina go around manze. Nasi Damian Neville. Okay.
Miondoko verse.
Tukiwa pale miondoko verse manze. So, refer to the Sandwich podcast for references of or rather the meaning of the word sandwich. So like I will apply that as I cross promote the show manze. So check out the Sandwich podcast manze. So sandwich manze. Badala sandwich.
Kitu safi kind of chain.
Mnyonyi.
Nah, man. We're not adapting mnyonyi.
Check your cause. No. It just came up in the spur of the moment. I had to say something out loud without everyone understanding what I was saying. So nikasema shike mnyonyi. Nyonya ikitu yangu man. So niko kwa bash manze, cheki, utaki mnyonyi yangu, amume kata kunyonya yangu peke yangu. Yume kata?
Yo, ex. Yo, chatu yake kwa files.
Utanifanya nipu lingine from the archives, man. But yo, kama yume kata, ingine, I might as well just talk to myself, manze.
So you're just throwing things out there.
So now, do you remember in high school when you used to refer to a particular female organ and you all used to come up with the wildest names?
Okay.
Do you remember like the S one? Yes. Austin Alajua. I can no sister. Nigga. Please. Don't insult me, bro.
My Jesus.
high thoughts. You haven't forgotten about that one. But you don't remember the S word.
Nakumbuka no. Yeah, nakumbuka.
S E. I can say it.
Walai, sambusa.
This nigga.
Anyway, yeah, we get it.
I won't say it. I know they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they're saying it in
it's
their
going
heads.
To water down the new one. I don't want them okay. to compare the two.
Let's go new one for that S word.
Sendunye. It sounds like something you want to eat, like a samosa, but then at the same time, it sounds like something you want to do other things to. Sendunye.
I don't know.
And if you say that, who is going to know? No one. Ni maboy tu wakwata kwa najua. Bro, ile sendunye jana usiku manze. So that's the new one. Sendunye. You're welcome.
Listen, I'll let it live for like a week.
I didn't think you were going to let me live with that one, bro.
No, it's because we need to put it into action. The best thing is putting those words into action. So this coming week, I'll just be putting Sendunye somewhere.
Mabo, ebu tumieni. Just experiment, manze.
It actually sticks sour, but if someone looks at me in a way like, ew.
Ile Sendunye, manze. Awezi ambia denja kupatia Sendunye, lakini. Yoni kama.
Sendush.
Unateki! Metamorphosis, it's happening. Sendush, you saw tatumia Upton, but give us a chance kutumia Sendunye, manze.
Limani nimewa represent, Sendush.
So yeah, hizo ndio vitu mbili I just, in the spur of the moment, likuwa like, Yeah, it sounds like a high thought.
Bro, but, yeah, man, but yeah. Spa. We can spa in the moment.
Oh, no. Nikona notebook, man. Nikona no. Bro, do you know how seriously I take these things? This thing can come to me in the middle of a dream. Mm-hmm. I will wake up to write it down.
Okay.
Because I know the moment I wake up,
okay,
gone.
So there's somewhere where you've written this stuff?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, if you can confirm, please make sure you burn it.
You're burning other things. Speaking of which, man, they're able to in here. Quick. High thoughts. Relax and take note while I
take of the smoke. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Yeah, Wajakoya, pitisha yo kitu umeshikilia sana.
Nice, that's that Cat Williams kind of thing, man.
Yes, sir.
He
yes,
began
sir.
Off the year in such a any guns blazing
from the parking lot, man. From his yard.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But yeah, shout out Cat Williams. But yeah, so yeah.
Ebuni ambia ito tumekuwa.
What are you saying? Kama kuna segment ni me miss.
Ni.
Ni. Afuza kuto na kwa gatu mtani unasema. God damn.
Wenda kujua sana we.
But. Man, you know, the other day I was thinking combinations of foods. Because you go out to restaurants, you're like, man, ni nani ali discover isi jui butter chicken? Like, what state of mind? Mse alingia tu kwa kitchen aje. Aliamuka aje. Wrong side, right side of the bed aje.
How did we get here?
How?
Something happened.
How? Like, how do we get to... You know, like Kitambo, if they'll tell us the truth, like the early man, since they were eating maybe raw food, uncooked food.
Not just food.
Sembuse.
Sendunye.
Sendush. Sendush, ilo kuhina malito.
Sembuse, sendunye.
Wahenga wakubali. Wala bin wala turning somewhere.
Hey, like, kenwali bora.
Nani huyo? But, so yeah, I was just thinking like.
Who, that's valid.
Yeah, who discovered, or like. Chapo beans, bro. Like, that's an elite or rice and stew. Or, you know, there's just some combinations.
Or the spices, bro.
Or even spices.
Like, I see chefs doing these things and I'm like, who thought of this, bro? Leave alone even that. There's a day I had to go and do some research on these simple games that we play. Like, imagine a card game. A simple, like, cards, unaweza cheza so many games with a deck of cards. But someone had to think of that concept. Yeah. Someone had to think of a concept like Sudoku, the crossword puzzle, Uno. And I'm like, how?
How is that?
Like someone thought, okay, we need some form of entertainment, but at the same time, kitu itaku challenge, maybe sharpen your brain and all that, and come up with a game. I'm like, damn, how did you get here, manze?
I know, manze.
Yeah, like, so that's a it's a legit one. Food too. As Austin drops everything in studio.
Everything in studio. This guy. But also, you know, as we're thinking of high thoughts, it also made me think of that deja vu moment. You know, sometimes you think of those moments where you're like, hey, niliona iko andot. Just like what you've said, you don't remember some dreams or some things you are writing down. And then in the moment, as you're living your life, you're like, hey,
nafinika
my moment, nimeyona pali. So I came across a tweet that said, as we're here in high thoughts, it was like, deja vu is scary. It's like you're seeing the exact same thing, but sometimes it never even happened. So where do you even remember it from?
I have a theory.
Okay, let's go. It's high thoughts.
It's high thoughts. I have a theory. So I follow the works of an author called Dolores Decanon. I think I mentioned before. Wase wamefanya past life regression and hypnosis therapy and all that.
Okay.
So she has been big in that field. And through her sessions, she has come to draw an outline of life before we come to Earth and after we leave the planet, something like that. So what could explain a deja vu moment is before you came to this life, you got snapshots of that life. So you're probably in that environment, you probably saw a couple of events, you probably caught a whiff of something, a smell that you are like, I know this scent before, you know. Mm-hmm. So in those moments that you are getting a snapshot of the life that you chose, later on when you come into that moment and you feel a strange sense of familiarity and you're like, I've been here before. Ile design ya matrix, you know. And I've felt deja vu before, but the weirdest thing for me is I'm still in action. Like, I feel like I've been here before, but I'm still doing the things that I did.
Like, nothing has changed. I'm still doing it. Like, yeah.
And it's trippy. I love it.
Yeah, deja vu is a trippy moment. That's why it's like, eh, kweli, this life Damn. And this brain of ours, so many things to discover. Also, something I came across is like, what invention do you wish never existed? I know some people out there are saying mics for podcasters.
True.
Podcasters go crazy.
True. Wanasema tunyimwe microphone. Ongeze bei ya podcasting equipment.
Tell those people got Christmas gifts as mics. Throw them away. But is there an invention where you're just like, hey, imbona ina exist?
Why does this one exist?
For me, I think also that concept of money, manze.
Hey, umenda deep, bro.
Manze, like,
umenda
these
deep.
Guys are really doing us dirty because who True. Decided, man? So we just pick up rocks and we decide.
See, that was you see when a colonizer has been made and now he can't use the same tactics, he will have to up his game so that he can keep surviving. As someone who had, he's built his everything on nothing but other people, you know. So now when other people have discovered, oh, you've built on our backs, okay, let's take what belongs to us now and feed us, replenish ourselves. Yeah. So now you're left out there hungry. You have to find another means. For example, mkoloni ameenda kucolonize place, sindio? Aka come up na currency yake. Waka come up na currency yao.
Yeah.
Waka sema, ah, our legal tender.
Yep.
This is the worth of our legal tender. Sema, oh, you have your own? Damn, that's nice.
That's nice.
I have an idea. Let me keep that money for you.
Chani kweke pahali.
Patikana, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like a chain reaction kind of thing. So I feel like kile kina Muammar Gaddafi were trying to do, build our economy off of our natural resources. You know, the gold, our agriculture is doing amazing. You know, tuko na mafuta ya kutosha in Africa. If we had backed, or if we back our economy on resources that we can see, touch, feel, and actually trade in, then tunaweza fika mahali. That's why BRICS is trying to really, you know, make its wave and stake its claim. Yeah.
Guys, comment section, manze, make it lively. Let's see you. Tell us what you know, what do you wish was never invented? I'm sure some of you are saying dildos, but dildos Damn. Are good. Dildos are good. They can help you out in many ways. Anyway, let's keep it moving.
Okay, so speaking of dildos.
Hey, no. Hey.
Speaking of dildos, Badu took a high thoughts.
Oh.
This was my only high thought before we go to the NBA. Unajua nili realize, bro, regardless of how good you are in bed, you will never know what it is like to have sex with you. You will never know. Ever. Think about it, bro.
The hand does the thing.
Ato kinyonga, bro.
The hand does the thing.
It's not coochie. It's not coochie, bro. Coochie is different from your hand. You will never know what it is like to have sex with yourself.
And I'm
so atole dem ameivaje, awezi jikula, awezi jionje useme yes, literally yes. But you will never know what it's like for someone to maybe clap your cheeks. You as a babe, I'm saying as a babe. I can know what it feels like to have sex with you, but you will never know. You will never know. I can only tell you, I'll be like, wow. You know, I'll bust a nut. But nitakuchapia story, bro. Talk about your experience. When do you need big experience?
First off, let me start apologizing to all our hands, man. Our hands, you all have served us, right? All these years, you have done us right, man. Our hands have done this.
But no, never think about it, man.
Anyway, you have a couple
of You'll never know.
Shirt. Yeah.
I'm Austin. Sindio, sindio kweli?
Yeah, I don't know. You're going to get
Oh, we're celibate. Right, I forgot. Damn.
But anatuanga yo kitu. But then when you decide to do something, it's like as anybody, the day you decide, oh, I want to not, like, you know, have, you know, sex is the day, you know, sex start even raining from the air. Like, it's raining. Like, people are not, your neighbor, the one you don't like, is even making for you.
When you only miss.
Bana.
Hey, Austin, you know, that's
why. Okay, situation.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, to talk here, I thought.
Relax and take note.
Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects.
Rudy kwa multiverse.
Hey, kwa multiverse, kwa miondokoverse, as we go to the NBA. So let me tell you about a play that recently happened, you know? So... neighbor wangu fulani manze, a recent time ago, a while back ago, I didn't invite, like, for dinner. A lady.
Right.
That's like, the thing.
Wait, like, at what time of the day it was did like she make this invite?
She, like, you know the way you pass your neighbor at your place?
Yes.
So you pass them and then you, they were like, oh, you know, I can make dinner, blah, blah, blah.
Now, I thought so iliko yoma time ya dinner?
Yeah, it was like at 16. So it was like, you know, sometimes you think people say things just for the sake, you know. And then later on, she told me like, yo, dinner is ready. I was like,
oh, dinner is ready, nigga.
But now that's the thing.
Did she sit on business?
That's the thing I want to ask you. That's the thing.
This nigga.
No, that's the thing.
What, like, do you mean that's the thing?
You guys might think that is it, but it was just dinner. I swear to God.
Don't tell me.
In fact, the worst.
You've given us this story just to tell us that it was just dinner.
Yep. That's the funny part about it. Because we've watched all these movies that it ends up, you know.
You thought it was good?
I thought so.
So you went ready?
No, I just went with an open mind. Even if it doesn't happen, I'm cool. So it was like a 50, like, okay, it was like a 60-40. Like, I know it's not going to happen, but 40% if it happens.
You never really know.
God damn, it would be a good story.
So what was her vibe like? Did you feel like she was maybe gauging whether you were gonna shoot that shot, make a move, or maybe she was kind of hesitant? Pia kwa najua kama it's the right move to make. Ama vibes tu zilienda mkahanga utukaenda mtaani.
I feel as if vibes were just chilling.
Did you sleep at hers?
No.
Okay.
You just live in the same. I have my own bed upstairs.
No, I know. I know you do.
But it was one of those. So
does she know you do?
What?
Everybody have a bed upstairs.
I've been sleeping in my house.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway, it's one of those. I know, but would you think the same like as me? Would you think it's code for something?
Yes, so that I don't get caught off guard. But I'm also not going there expecting or anticipating
the
sex.
The movies and Twitter porn has spoiled us.
Yes, but I've also been the guy who's been oblivious to that.
And then
my roommate almost beat me up when I came back home after a babe had openly invited me for dinner to sleep over. And here I am coming back home
because
I have bedtime. You know, for some it is, bro. For some it is. Like, these babes who, they want to cook for you, they want to cater to you, they want to make love to you later on and just give you a good time.
And they need to be the ones to make the first move then. If you're going to cook me dinner, at least...
So, onasema, if you invite me for dinner... You better dinner be giving me...
dinner me. Like, dinner then dinner
let's talk about LeBron. I can't deal with you, bro. I can't deal with you.
Okay, so the NBA has been going crazy. We're both fans of the NBA, of course. And Andy Msewa GSW, but to consult...
Yo, did you see the God do his thing?
Yeah, 6-6.
6-6 in the first quarter, 7. Ladies, damn, I'm sorry. Just give us this one. Just give us this one. Yeah.
So yeah, it was interesting to see, you know, guys back in their motion. Playoffs is right around the corner. And for me, I draw inspiration watching and also playing NBA because, you know, that 2K vibe is like a real life kind of thing. So it's interesting. LeBron, hey, LeBron.
Oh, also, Austin. Austin is an NBA fan. Himself,
oh,
Phoenix Suns.
Yeah,
as we are recording this, and Gary Payton the second is back.
KD
has been breaking ankles, manze. Puleni, but them niggas wasn't playing defense. Mnateleza raka sana. We're going to put you all on skates, bro.
But D-Lo, man. D-Lo
oh, no. D-Lo is a hooper.
LA, we've been doing
D-Lo is a hooper.
Manze. But yeah, Mamba, it was all about the statue as finally be unveiled, manze. Yo, that will always be a shock to me. Like,
Kobe
Bryant. Like, oh, man. Like, I'll never...
One of the saddest things humanity has ever had,
like,
to go through.
Yo, that news, like, I'll never... it's a crazy kind of situation. And I remember they've just put up a statue, if you don't know, and they're putting up 3 statues outside.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Lakers home. And one of the quotes Kobe is known for is, leave the game better than you found it. And when it comes time for you to leave, leave a legend. And of course, oh, the Mamba mentality and everything. So anyway, in the year 2024. So
yeah, Mamba year.
Mamba year. So it's only right. So that's a good thing. But yeah, this playoffs is coming up.
No, namko ninth seed. Sisi tuko 11th seed.
Tutapewa, tutawapiga bado.
Nataka tufanye run kama yenye mulifanya last season. Barely make it into the play-ins and go all the way to the conference finals, man. I really want us to do that.
Lenini, you know, Le pass. More records. Hey, more records.
LeBron, man. LeBron, we try, bro. But you make it hard for us sometimes to help you, bro. Take it. Your pass ulipatia AD ilikuwa incidental. The look on your face was like, great relief he caught that.
No, it's like
Austin Dadanganya.
No, it's like goat things. This is what the goat does.
Yo pass ilitoka kwa nani? Ilitoka kwa Dilo ama ilitoka kwa nani?
I don't know, but the main part is that, you know, LeBron, the way he's been
shaping
his game.
He's an amazing passer, sikatai. He can pass the ball. But that na usichukue credit mali yeye kwa yako, man. Hapo AD alikokolea mbaya.
Ndio yetu kwanza sasa ina Dilo na AD.
Mkona squad, mkona depth ingine crazy
alafu
sana. Prince,
Austin Reeves.
Mkona Austin Reeves. Mkona Rui, Achimura.
Anyway, yeah.
Mkona kila, yo, you have depth and you guys have Clay size pause. Klay Thompson. Kwanza nakumbuka game ya mwisho yetu tulicheza manze. It was after his birthday. He was nowhere to be seen, bro.
Clay,
I love it for him, bro. To lead dominate. That's one Steph went 7-for-7. You know.
To come back. Splash
so, Warriors tumekuwa tuki struggle, no word of a lie. Everyone thinks that these are, and maybe it's, I don't want to claim it because I feel like we have one more crazy run left in us. Like Steph owes us a couple of God mode games and his splash brother as well. So kutoka last season tumekuwa tuki struggle, especially him. And Klay Thompson has this habit of starting slow. Season ikianza ananzanga slow, terrible shots, but percentage yake endelee kipanda. So now the thing is, he's a very passionate player. So kuna zile moments zenye ana feel, man, I should be performing really well. And here you have rookies. I love our rookies, man. Kina Podzimski, Kuminga is playing amazing off the bench and he's become a frequent starter right now. I'm glad Steve Kerr ameanza kumpatia more time after he had to complain clearly, you know. So I feel like Klay, time yake bado haijaisha. He still has a couple of more God mode games as well left in his arsenal. But mina feel ni kama Warriors, we have at least one more solid. Yani, back to maybe 2022. Mnaenda maybe even 60-something games unbeaten. Damn. You know, so I feel like we still scary and You haven't seen the best of us yet.
Tapatana tujue itakuwa aje, but yes, also AFCON has been going on. That's
ngoja. Oh. Una cheki, do you see anyone in the West beating Denver Nuggets? I know they lost a game this morning, but nkozo likuwa na back-to-back. I want to give that to them. They don't lose a lot of games. But I feel like Denver Nuggets is the best team in the NBA. They're the best team in the NBA. They don't respect Kobe. Unaona vile mulipigwa? Mulipigwa siku ya unveiling.
Jokovic yani ajali, tunapigwa Black Mamba yani. Ajali
Aaron statue. Gordon flying everywhere, man.
Mari ajali statue kabisa.
Atacha, who is this kid? Porter Jr., bro. Michael Porter Jr.
Clean.
Give that kid his ukijana, his bad news. He's bad news.
From deep.
I don't think there's a better team in the NBA than I'm a Stan Warriors guy.
But Denver Nuggets.
I mean, on out Kiwachapa, I think we are the only team that can beat them. Warriors. We've done it before.
Let's keep it moving, man. Let's
no, we've done it before. Okay. This season, nona nani akichukua. It's definitely not going to the East.
Mbona sasa. Relax. Ngoja mtaanza my injury. Kwanza, sai Klay. Klay. Nyinyi kwanza nyinyi.
Okay, sawa. Nipatie your Eastern Conference champions and your Western Conference champions.
Sikatai Denver watachukua ile yao. Alafu pia...
So, pia nyinyi mnapigwa na Denver Nuggets.
Kuna msia mesema hiyo.
Jokic manze.
Hey, but that's the only... Jokic alafu... Hey.
Mi no na. Okay, damn. Maybe this season inaweza kuwa ngumu, but if we make it to the playoffs, bro... Itakuwa finals za Golden State Warriors na Boston Celtics tena. We're going to have a rerun. And Steph Curry is a proud father and owner of the Boston Celtics. No, no. Alafu Andrew Wiggins anafungia wase Alcatraz on Wiggins Island. Lockdown defense. Gary Payton the second.
We shall be
Draymond Green.
We shall be here.
Nigga.
We shall be here.
So too. Me, I am calling 2024-2025.
The Warriors. Finals.
Aye. NBA Finals. Golden State Warriors versus Boston Celtics, and we know how that's. Kwanza Steph Curry anaweza go bonkers, man. Anaweza go crazy, but
anyway, hiyo haiwezi. Mimi najua hiyo haiwezi kabisa. But also, at least the AFCON also has been going on.
Yes.
Seeing maybe the best part about AFCON is, you know, the disses online. That's the best thing ever. And also seeing, hey, Cape Verde, bana. Hey, Cape Verde. Hey, sasa najua iko wapi kwa map. Hey, so anyway,
niggas is trash.
But yeah, so AFCON has been lively. Nigeria, Ivory Coast. So that's of course one to see. And I'm picking Nigeria.
Hey, tunasema team Afrobeats, manze.
Hey, manze, ama piano walipigwa ile wa piano. Something kubaya.
The drama.
Bana. Anyway, itaenda vile itaenda. So yeah, also music, manze. It's been an interesting kind of run of music.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that BN album, manze, is still sounding nice.
Best gift to mankind. Yuli kwa Christmas gifting in a crazy sana, manze.
Alusa wa you topless. Hey, tune banging, after tune. Banging. Then you discover more new tunes, you know, every week in, week out.
Yep.
So that has been dope. I don't know what else.
The babes have been cooking. Babes have been busy left, right, and center. Plus the beefs that we've gotten into 2024 with. Kutoka 2023. Nikki, Cardi, Lato. Hey, bro, everybody.
Everybody's on that.
You know, team. Ashley, yeah. Nimrat.
Hey.
Anyway, let's rest it now.
Yeah. It's enough.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah, man. But now, niko curious kuona musically how we are going to be eating this year, because the babes are off to a very crazy start. Glorilla, Kina Lato, Sexy Red is still winning as the phenom that's changed the game. Kanye is supposed to come to
man, to Kenya. Kenya.
Drake is dropping things.
Hey, manze, meet and greet.
Hey, first person shooter and that.
Anyway, yeah. So also excited for the Kenyan scene, of course. That's a major one. Chris Kaiga, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah. But yeah, I'm excited to see how guys are going to do, you know, new sound, urban tone and whatnot.
How are you feeling it? It has a grow.
Can be a good one. So I'm just waiting to see what it evolves into and the new sounds that are out here, you know.
True.
So that's good. Also the movies and stuff that we're watching. It's good to see Kenyan productions more on Netflix.
Oh,
that's
damn, dope. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's dope to see. Yeah.
Halo 2 is back, bro.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn.
Man. I'm on the edge of my seat, man. I'm glad so many productions are gonna come back, because let's try qualifying a way to go about it. Scripts are being written, series are back in production. So 2024,
looking
I think,
good.
Yeah, tutakuwa tunakula vizuri.
Yeah, talking about kula vizuri. We are back, of course. Chop Shop tuko hapa. Like, share, and subscribe. The Good Company, manze. We'll be dropping on
the Tuesdays.
Visuals are on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Masaa yake, mida yake.
Ile mida. Unaelewa ile mida.
Ile 00 yake.
Hey.
You know, so yeah, make sure you are on our page on Tuesdays. That's when we drop. Mm-hmm. And they'll drop simultaneously with the audio.
Yeah.
Or we give them the audio first.
No. Same time release.
Okay, so
yes.
Same time release. So Tuesday. Tuesday is the same thing. We release the thing. So that's a good look. So yeah, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Tell everybody this is where we are at. And
msiogope ku get interactive ko comment section, man.
Yeah, for sure. DMs.
Yeah, get interactive with us, and we shall be seeing you in the next episode of the Chop Shop Pod.
Oh, man, this felt nice.
Yeah.
So we're out. Peace, man.
Adios.
I've been Neville.
And Young.
Cheers, man.
Deuces, man.
This is the Chop Shop.
Only a few will understand.
Chopping bricks like a rabbit.
What is this?
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
I know I'm about to kill it. I'm definitely in my zone.
Music, culture, vibes. Let's chop it up, baby.